letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix. Inside a private jet. Around window, clouds pass by. Barbra Streisand plays cards. Words appear. A Netflix original film in association with Barwood Films. Barbara reaches up to kiss a white fluffy dog held by another woman. The screen goes black. Title, Barbara. The music, the memories, the magic. The jet has landed. Barbara is helped down the steps by husband James Brolin. In her arms, the white fluffy dog, Sammy, a Coton de Tulliar. Barbara waves from the window of a black luxury SUV as it drives off. Backstage.
An ice cream truck? Come on, what tour has an ice cream truck? Oh my God, this is great. So let's see what you have. Pumpkin pie ice cream?
It's awesome. It's really good.
Carrot cake, honey.
They just ran out. They told me they just ran out.
No.
All I have is bottled water
minute.
Now.
Chocolate-covered pretzels?
What a pushover you
are.
I
want to taste the mocha java.
The mocha java?
I'm trying to lose weight, though, but I'm going to go for it anyway.
Hands play congas. Barbara greets the band.
Hi, Barbara. Hi, guys. Hi, everybody.
Every time Barbara hits the road, she wants to say, what can I bring the audience this time? What can be special?
Sit, Sammy.
And as her distinctive and instinctive musical taste go to work, Barbara finds it.
Richard J. Alexander, concert co-director. Now, Barbara rehearses with the band.
But the drum was still going fast.
Right. Yeah. You need to go to the new tempo after that.
There's always a reluctance on her part to dive into one of these things because it is such an enormous undertaking. She really customizes the show, not only for the audience, but to keep herself interested.
Jay Landers, music supervisor.
Don't you do it? That's a good thing.
Background vocalist.
You never think that, oh my God, she doesn't know what she's singing about. You always feel there's a truth in what she's singing.
But I need the tremulo strings. It's like, I want to feel like Papa is coming here. He's, yeah, like that. That's beautiful.
Rehearsing, Barbara runs off the stage as spotlights pulsate. At a mirror, applying eye makeup.
I don't put on that much makeup, really. Just to make it a little bit more dramatic. I've done it from the beginning. When I was doing Funny Girl, they said, we're going to make you up. I said, what? I said, well, let's do a test. Let's do two tests. You make me up for one, and I'll make myself up for one. And they did agree with me that mine was better. Okay.
A packed auditorium.
Ladies and gentlemen, please be reminded that lights will...
Backstage.
Only think about Act One. Do not worry about anything else. One song at a time and enjoy it.
The show is about to begin. Thank you.
Barbara waits in the dark backstage.
Okay, stand by house lights. Stand by Pro Tools and video. House lights out. Go.
Still waiting backstage. She seems surprised by the cheering. Marty Ehrlichman, Barbara's manager.
There's a nervousness that she's had all her life, primarily because she likes to really be in control. And when you're performing, you're not in control. I always could do better, she said. Why did I go for that note instead of that note? Why did I wear this dress instead of that dress? It's always a continual frustration on her part that something else could have been done to make it better.
In the dark, Barbara waits in position. From the back of the stage, she steps into a spotlight. The crowd rises to their feet. She smiles as she takes center stage. Her ash blonde hair is shoulder length, parted in the middle. She wears black sparkling flared pants and matching off-the-shoulder lace top with long sleeves. Beside her, an antique pedestal side table with a china teapot, a mug, and a bud vase with three pink roses. Behind her on a huge screen, the words Barbara, the music, the memories, the magic.
So sweet. Thank you and welcome. Oh, And this is what the evening is all about. Close your mouth now.
A standing ovation.
Thank you so much, thank you. You know, it's been a very interesting time in the news recently. But I'm not going there. Because we'd be here all night, you know. Let me just say that music transcends politics. And for me, in between planning the show and rehearsals, I've been writing a book, an autobiography this time. And I thought I'd better do it now before my memory gets any more misty and watercolored, you know? So anyway, and writing this book reminded me of how much I've enjoyed making records all these years. And one of the reasons is that...
On the screen, all her album covers.
One of the reasons is that I'm in control of my own work. And my brilliant manager, Marty Ehrlichman, who's been with me since I was 19 years old, negotiated a fantastic contract, a first contract with a record label that allowed me to have full creative control, even down to the artwork of my album covers. And it was good because the record company came up with a title for my first album, Sweet and Saucy Streisand. Sounds like a barbecue sauce, you know? But Marty is here tonight. He's been my manager for over 50 years, and...
He is seated in the audience.
And to give you an idea of how long that was, it was when a tweet was what a bird did, and the only people who had cell numbers were in jail. So when we were putting this show together, Marty told me something that gave me an idea for the first act. He told me that I had 10 number one albums in over six decades, he said. It's okay. Didn't mean to have applause there, but it's just a fact. And I thought, my God, have I been around that long? I guess so. So tonight I'm going to do a song from each one of those albums. And the next song is from A Star Is Born.
The album cover, Barbara and Kris Kristofferson in a naked embrace.
And if you're wondering what I was wearing during that shoot, it was musk. I loved making this movie in the 1970s when women were beginning to really assert their need for equality. And I wanted the female character to own that feminist spirit. And this was my philosophy then, and it still is now. I want to learn what life is for. I don't want much, I just want more. Ask what I want and I will sing. I want everything, everything. The cold and the traffic jam. Now if there were floods, I'd give a damn. I'd never sleep, I'd only sing. Let me do everything, everything. I'd like to plan a city, play the cello, play at Monte Carlo, yes, play Othello, move into the White House, paint it yellow, speak Portuguese and Dutch, and if it's not too much, I'd like to have the perfect.
Inside.
is left in a single spotlight on the stage.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I think we all want everything, don't we?
Right?
Family life, work. I've been blessed that so many of my dreams have come true. So all you little girls out there, even if you want to be president of the United States, don't stop dreaming.
A little girl in the audience.
Nothing's impossible. Now, back to history. In 1974, there was a lot of social unrest in the country, and songwriters were writing about it. Carole King wrote this one that spoke to the times, and sadly, it still kind of does.
On the screen behind her, first a montage of images depicting families, then war and strife over the last few decades.
Everyone comes from one father, one mother.
Blackout. On the screen, in graffiti lettering, the words love is always the answer.
I sang this one when I was trying to be hip, you know, in the 70s. I love Donna Summer.
Don't you do it. Now if you've had your bill, get the check, pay the bill, you can do it.
Enough.
On the screen, the album cover of Barbara and Donna Summer back-to-back fades. Barbara walks to her side table and has a sip of tea.
Wow. I'm so glad you like that. How about my girls, right? I always wanted to sing with backup girls. Meet Andrea, Stubby, and Amy.
They wave and blow kisses.
Thank you, girls. Now for my next song.
On the screen, Evergreen.
Oh, yes. Yes, it's funny. When I wrote the melody to this song, I had no idea it would become a hit. It actually was Marty who said, when I played it for him, that's going to be a hit. I thought he was kidding, you know? But it took me, gosh, almost a year to learn how to play the guitar for a scene in A Star Is Born. And I cut it out, stupidly, actually, because I wanted to move the picture along, you know? So I'll show you a little bit more of it, okay?
On the screen with Kris Kristofferson.
Well, if you don't like it, I'd like you to tell me, okay?
I will tell you.
If you laugh, I'll kill you.
I promise I won't laugh.
Okay.
Take a breath, Barbara, that's right. So that was, of course, before it had words.
The scene on screen fades.
Soft as an easy chair, love, fresh as the morning air, one love that is shared by two. I have found with you. Ever.
audience rises to their feet.
I'm so glad you like that. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. I'm feeling the love. I am. It's wonderful. Wonderful to feel it. Thank you. I've known songwriters Marilyn and Alan Bergman for, oh my gosh, since I was 18 years old. And over the years I've recorded, I'd say, well, at least 60 songs of theirs. And when they wrote You Don't Bring Me Flowers, Neil Diamond and I each recorded it on our own solo albums. And here's the interesting part. There was a DJ in Kentucky who was going through a divorce, and the lyrics really moved him. And he discovered that both of our versions were in the same key, so he decided to splice them together, kind of like a dialogue between him and his wife, I think. And it's been good for florists ever since. Hardly talk to me anymore when I come through the door at the end of the day. I remember when you couldn't wait to love me, used to hate to leave me. Now after loving me, good for you, and you're feeling all right, well, you just roll over and turn on the light, and you don't bring me flowers anymore. Used to be so natural to talk about forever, but used to be's don't count anymore. They just lay on the floor till we sweep them away. And baby, I remember all the things you taught me.
The spotlight fades to black as she raises her palms and shrugs, as though accepting the fate of the relationship. The audience is standing.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
She takes a sip of tea.
This next one is the Broadway album, right behind me? Well, this cover has a little story behind it, too. The chair that I'm sitting in is a reference to the fact that in my first Broadway show, I Can Get a Few Wholesale, I played a character named Miss Marmelstein. Some of you saw it? Really? Whoa. She was a secretary who sang about her plight, you know, while seated in a rolling secretarial chair. And if you want to know more about that chair, you're going to have to wait to read about it in my book. Because the chair actually has its own chapter. In 1986, I said that I wanted to do an album of Broadway songs. They said, why would you do that? You know, your last pop albums, Guilty, Superman, they were hits. Why do you want to do something different? They said, nobody wants to hear old, how did they say, show tunes, old show tunes. They won't sell. They're out of date. But I loved the idea of going back to my theatrical roots, so I made the record anyway. And I have to admit, it was a really good feeling when it went to number one. Because, in my opinion, this kind of music will never be out of date. And thank God, most of you agree. And recording the Broadway album gave me a chance to work closely with Stephen Sondheim, who wrote this next song from Company. It takes place in New York City. It's the main character's birthday. And he's surrounded by his friends, but he still feels alone. And he realizes that he's never really been in love, you know? And he's at a point in his life where he'd just like to feel something, anything. And his friends say, Bobby, what you need is someone to hold you too close. Someone to hurt you too deep. Someone to sit in your chair and ruin your sleep and make you aware of being alone. To need you too much, someone to know you too well, someone to pull you up short and put you through hell and give you support for being alive. Being alive, make me alive, make me confused, mock me with praise, let me be. Alone is alone, not alone. Somebody cloud me with love. Somebody force me to care. Somebody make me come through. I'll always be there, frightened as you, to help us survive.
Blackout. On the screen behind her, a cityscape of skyscrapers at night.
Woo! How wonderful. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Back under a single spotlight.
I love directing movies. To be a director, you know, you have to have a vision. You have to like telling people what to do. That's actually your job. Your job is telling people what to do, and that suits me fine. Seriously, I'm eternally grateful as an actress that my first movie was directed by one of the world's greatest directors, William Wyler. I adored Willie. Willie guided his films with a firm hand and a clear vision, but he also encouraged me to express my ideas. Some he liked, some he didn't, but he was always willing to listen. And over the years, with every film I made as an actress, I got more and more interested in the technical aspects of filmmaking, especially cinematography, actually, because I had a wonderful cameraman named Harry Stradling, and he lit my first four films, and he loved what he did and always encouraged me to direct. But it took 14 years to get my first film on the screen as a director. But I loved the challenge of how to tell a story, most of all getting the best performances out of the actors. This was Sidney Pollack from The Way We Were. That was during Nuts. Interesting movie, wasn't it? That's Andre Barkowiak, my wonderful cameraman. And this was on the set of The Prince of Tides. With my son, my dear son Jason, who was so good, and Nick Nolte and Blythe Danner, who were so great to work with. This is Nick always trying to make me laugh. And this is my dear Pat Conroy teaching me the shag. And this is Mirror Has Two Faces with the great Jeff Bridges. And my dear friend Marvin Hamlisch, who scored the movie.
But images from Yentl on the screen.
Wow, that's so nice. But the movies that I've directed were all labors of love for me. But I have a special fondness for Yentl, of course, because it was a movie set in 1904, and it's the story of a woman who didn't want to get married. She wanted to get an education, which was denied to her simply because of her gender. Directing Yentl was a very gratifying experience for me in so many ways. I guess it's true what they say too, there's nothing like your first time. In this song, Yentl's father has just died. She sets off to pursue her dream, and it's her first night alone in the forest.
From the movie. On stage, she lights a candle.
And my father, who's also in heaven, may the light of this flickering candle illuminate the night the way your spirit illuminates my soul.
Yentl sings before a flickering candle. Now Barbara, on stage.
Papa, can you hear me? Papa, can you see me? Papa, can you find me in the night? Papa, are you near me? Papa, hear me, Papa, can you help me not be frightened? Looking at the skies, I seem to see a million eyes. Which ones are yours? Where are you now that yesterday has waved goodbye and closed its doors? The night is so much darker. The wind is so much colder. The world I see is so much bigger now that I'm alone. Papa, please forgive me. Try to understand me. Papa, don't you know I had no choice? Can you hear me praying? anything I'm saying. Even though the night is filled with voices, I remember everything you taught me, every book I've ever read. Can all the words in all the books help me to face what lies ahead? The trees are so much taller, and I feel so much smaller. The moon is twice as lonely, and the stars are half as bright. Papa, how I love you.
Effects on stage.
Papa, I can hear you. Papa, I can feel you. Papa, how I love you. Papa, watch me.
Barbara runs off stage as lights send beams of light up into the darkness. The audience is on their feet as Barbara returns for the ovation. She puts her palms together, bows, then opens her palms and blows a kiss to the heavens, mouthing the word, Papa. She leaves the stage. Blackout. On the screen, a word in script appears, intermission. A neon sign, Joe Stone Crabs, in the kitchen.
Good evening. Thank you for calling Joe Stone Crab Takeaway. How can I help you?
Hi, it's Barbara.
Oh, Ms. Streisand, how are you? I didn't realize it was you on the phone.
I'm in between acts, Charlie, but I want to make sure you got my order for after the show.
Yes, 5 orders of large stone crabs. Mustard sauce, one of Joe's famous coleslaw.
You know that fried chicken you have on the kids' menu? A few orders of that, too, okay?
Great.
And then can you deliver it to the hotel?
Not a problem. We'll have the order set up and ready for you very shortly.
Perfect.
Yes, and enjoy your stay in Miami, and we always look forward to seeing you here at Joe's.
Take care, Charlie.
You too.
The screen goes black. Words appear. Act 2. Barbara emerges from the darkness at the back of the stage, wearing a diaphanous lilac-gray evening gown, the train billowing behind her. She spins around, showing off the gown, then moves to the microphone at the front of the stage.
You like it? You got it.
Oh. Behind her, the Milky Way galaxy.
Thank you. Hello, gorgeous, to you too. So, does the world ever frighten you? Frightens me sometimes. Especially what's happening to our planet. We're experiencing the hottest temperatures on record. But you know that already. Our lakes are drying up. The bees that are responsible for our food supply. Beautiful butterflies are disappearing. The glaciers are melting. Polar bears are stranded. Our marine life is dying. Storms are becoming more extreme. The oceans are filling up with garbage. We're tampering with the very gentle balance of nature. But I think change starts from within. So when I'm feeling anxious, what I do is I just close my eyes, make a wish. I go into my mind and create the world the way I want it to be. Come with me, and you'll be in a world of pure imagination. Take a look, and you'll see into your imagination. We'll begin with a spin, traveling in the world of my creation. What we'll see will defy explanation. Simply look around and view it. Anything you want to do it. You want to change the world. There's nothing to it. There is no life, I know, to compare. Living there, you'll be free if you truly wish to be. Oh, 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 oh. If you want to see magic lands, close your eyes and you will see one. You want to be a dreamer, be one. Anytime you please, and please save me. There is no place to go to compare with your imagination. So go there to be free if you truly wish to.
The lights fade, leaving Barbara in silhouette. And then the spotlight comes back up on her.
Yes, yes, it's true. I recently learned that 375 scientists, the world's leading scientists, I mean, including 30 Nobel Prize winners, have stated that climate change is very real. And even the Pentagon says that it poses immediate risks to our national security. So attention must be paid. Now, earlier this year, I released an album called Encore, which is a collection of Broadway duets with movie actors who sing. And some of the songs have dialogue, and I was really thrilled when it opened at number one on the chart, which makes it 11, but who's counting? And that's why I needed, you know, great actors like Alec Baldwin, Anne Hathaway, Melissa McCarthy, Hugh Jackman. Yeah, I got to sing with Wolverine. I thought I had long nails, you know? But what a cast. It was so much fun. I mean, I thought I would show you a little behind-the-scenes video so you can see what I mean, okay?
On the screen behind her, greeting various celebrities in the studio, Seth MacFarlane.
Hey! When I heard that Barbara Streisand wanted to work with me, it honestly shocked the hell out of me. It still shocks the hell out of me.
Alec Baldwin.
I thought, oh God, this must be some mistake, but here I am.
Chris Pine.
At first, I thought she just wanted to make an album just with me, which I... As flattered as I was, I knew that there must be a mistake there somewhere.
Jamie Foxx.
She's on top of it, baby.
Oh, Quincy.
Yeah, man.
All right.
That's Quincy. Man, you got to be on point, man.
I can't wait for my mom to see this, because, you know, my mom, straight hood, Della. Ooh, Barbara. Ooh, you was a Barbara. Streisand. Ooh, I love her.
Antonio Banderas.
The voice of Barbara is extraordinary. It's just velvet.
A pregnant Anne Hathaway.
Anne, you look beautiful.
Hugh Jackman.
When I got the email about it, my wife, who is the biggest Barbra Streisand fan, she read it and she screamed. I was like, I don't know how on earth this has happened. And she goes, but you're doing it. I said, of course I'm doing it.
Patrick Wilson.
Once I got over the shock, I was so, so thrilled.
You know, I maybe try one a little bit more exasperated.
It takes you a long time to figure it out.
Yeah. She's a little, you know.
Barbara, you have to stop writing me. Jesus.
Melissa McCarthy.
This is my friend Melissa. I'm Barbara. And
I don't know if you really have to introduce yourself to anyone.
Well, I'm home.
Just saying.
I'm home.
You know, I heard you had a Starbucks in your house.
You heard what?
And all the employees have to wear cashmere.
I absolutely loved having her direct me. It feels fun, and yet you know that what she's saying, you're in good hands.
Beautiful, a thing of beauty.
Daisy Ridley.
I think I was as nervous being directed by her as I was singing with her, but she was great. I went from being like, oh, I can't do it, to like, oh yeah, okay, I fit here somehow. And it worked out.
Melissa McCarthy.
Any part you can play, I can play better.
Woo, good.
Now you say.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, that was good.
That was good.
Let me just have this moment.
The audience laughs in the auditorium.
Oh, she was so cute. Thank you. The next song from the new album is very personal to me. My duet partner, Anthony Newley, was a close friend, a great entertainer, and he performed this song in a Broadway show that he co-wrote called The Roar of the Grease Paint, The Smell of the Crowd. Who can I turn to when nobody needs me? My heart wants to know, and so I must go where destiny leads me. With no star to guide me,
on the screen.
I'll find what I'm after.
That's such a great voice.
I'll throw off my sorrow, beg, steal, or borrow my share of laughter. With you I could learn to, with you on a new day. But who can I turn to if you turn?
He was a complex man, but yet he could be very childlike. He was extremely sensitive, and he was someone who felt deeply. With no star to guide me, and no one beside me, I'll go on my way, and after the day, the darkness will hide me.
Maybe tomorrow,
maybe tomorrow,
I'll find what I'm after.
Will I find it?
I'll throw off my
The lights fade. On the screen, a vintage photo of Barbara and Anthony Newley nose to nose.
I'm glad you like that. Did you ever carry a torch? Anybody here? I'm not talking about the one like they light at the Olympics. I mean in the heart. Yeah, see? Oh, that's nice. But it's one that continues to burn for that person who got away. And that's the kind of heartburn you can't get rid of with a Zantac, you know, let me tell you. This next song is from a show called Follies, and the character is carrying one of those torches for someone that she just can't get out of her head. The sun comes up, I think about you. The coffee cup, I think about you. I want you so, it's like I'm losing my mind.
Fade to darkness. The audience gives her a standing ovation.
Thank you. Thank you so much. A few years ago, I went to Lincoln Center for this lovely tribute event I kind of enjoyed it. Well, it was a tribute to me. So it was the Charlie Chaplin Award, which I really love. And my friend Liza Minnelli performed a song there for me. It was so beautiful, the song. But I couldn't place where it was from, you know, or why she was singing it. I just didn't recognize it. So I asked her after the show, I said, Liza, why did you sing that song? I mean, it was familiar, but why? She said, Barbara, you sang it in Funny Lady. Hello. So, as you may know, in the story of Funny Girl, Nikki leaves Fanny, right, at the end of Funny Girl. And in Funny Lady, she meets this guy called Billy Rose, a theatrical kind of impresario of sorts. He's funny, brash, kind of like Fanny herself. And in her own words, Fanny said she was in love, madly in love with Nick, but she was just in like with Billy Rose, you know? And out of loneliness, trying to forget the elegant Nikki Arnstein, she marries Billy anyway. And this scene, where the song comes from, is on a train and it's their honeymoon. He leaves the compartment for a moment and she's trying to convince herself that she's made the right decision. I loved a man, truly I did. You must be big fans. When he would touch me, I'd act like a love-hungry kid. Isn't this better? He's somebody nice, somebody new, someone who lets me react as I normally do. Isn't this better, better? Passion is fine, but passion burns fast. Passion's design seems never to last. Better a match, better a blend. Who needs a lover? I need a friend. And now I am calm, safe and serene. Heartache and hurt are no longer a part of the scene. Isn't this better the way it should be? Better for him and us. So much better. Nick Arnstein actually appears again in Funny Lady. He's come backstage after seeing her show, and Fanny thinks, oh my God, maybe he wants to get back together again. And there's a scene in her dressing room where he puts his hand on her shoulder, and she sees a wedding ring on his finger, and she realizes he's never coming back. But Fanny wasn't the type of gal to wallow in misery. So she will go on. She'll do another show and another show after that as she tries to forget him.
The hoodie, 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 ain't she got much?
Wow, wow.
The hoodie, hoodie, she's the luckiest one.
A party where the fun never ends. You can circle the globe with my circle of friends. Someone I am crazy for is crazy for me. I'm his personal pet. Wow, how lucky can you get? Yeah, yeah. Sound like a broken record, girls. The luck. You think it's fun being famous? having a big career, everybody recognizing you, having people ask you for autographs when you're eating spare ribs. Well, let me tell you what it's really like. It's fan-fucking-tastic! Hey there, gorgeous! Big success! What's your secret, gorgeous? Just lucky, I guess. Satin on my shoulder and a smile on my lips. Money in my pocket, right at my fingertips. Wrap it up and charge it, that's my favorite phrase. When I see the chauffeur, think I'll give him a raise. How lucky! Life's a bed of roses, spray perfume on me. You can't spare me the blues. I don't sing in that key.
Strides to the back of the stage and disappears into the darkness. The audience are on their feet. Barbara returns to the stage, stepping into the spotlight.
Wow, don't fall out of those chairs. Yeah. Going back to the younger Fanny, before she married Nicky, boy, was she in love with him. But everybody told her, even her family, her friends, her girlfriends, you know, that he was undependable, he was a gambler, he was a womanizer.
Did you ever think about what it meant to live?
I mean, I cannot stop it! Don't tell me not to live, just sit and cuddle. Life's candy and the sun is a bowl of butter. Don't bring around a cloud to rain on my parade. Don't tell me not to fly, I simply got to. If someone takes a spell, it's me, not you. Who told you you're allowed to rain on my parade? How much my band? I'll beat my drum. And if I failed out, you'll turn at bat, sir. At least I didn't fake it, hat, sir. I guess I didn't make it. Get ready for me, love, cause I'm a comer. I simply gotta march, my heart's a drummer. Don't bring around a cloud to rain on my parade.
Screen behind her, a scene from Funny Girl.
The ship sailed? Oh, can't be.
Fanny Bryce runs along the pier to catch a tugboat.
My lucky number, 24!
The tugboat passes the Statue of Liberty, Fanny on the prow.
Yeah! I didn't fake it. Hat, so I guess I didn't make it. Get ready for me, love, cause I'm a comer. I simply gotta march, my heart's a drumming. Nobody, no, nobody is gonna rain on me.
Barbara dashes towards the back of the stage and disappears into the darkness. The audience gives her a standing ovation. She returns to the stage.
Ago, I hosted a fundraiser at my home, thank you, to raise awareness about women's heart disease. And President Clinton was there and he spoke, and I'd like to share something interesting that he told us about our human DNA. The study showed that no matter what the color of your skin is, or where you were born, Cuba, China, Malaysia, Madagascar, our genetic makeup is 99.9% identical to every person on the face of the earth. We are so alike, every one of us. So it's simply a fact that we're all really just people. People. Look at all the people. All the luckiest people in the world. You know, we're children, just needing other children, and yet letting a grown up pride hide all the need inside, acting more like children than children. Lovers are very special people. People in the world, with one person, one very special person, a feeling deep in your soul says you were half, now you're. First, be a person who needs people.
Barbara is silhouetted by the columns of light behind her. The crowd is on their feet.
Wow, thank you. Thank you so much. Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you. Gosh, thank you. Thank you so much. That was really lovely. And now I have a surprise for you, because you're such a wonderful audience. When I first heard Jamie Foxx sing in the movie Ray about Ray Charles, I was blown away, and I'm sure you were too. His performance won him the Academy Award, and I was just absolutely thrilled when he sang with me on my new album. So, folks, please welcome Jamie Foxx.
How we doing, Miami, 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 Miami?
He comes on stage in a white suit and hugs Barbara.
Please, please keep it going for the greatest, the most beautiful, blessed voice in the world, please. Yes, keep, come on, what? Come on. Come on. Barbara, 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 Barbara.
Thank you so much, Jamie. Oh, this I'm so happy that you're here.
It's an amazing moment for me because to be able to be in front of you, to be able to watch you growing up as a kid, and I used to do impersonations of you.
No way.
I used to do Sammy Davis Jr.
Come on.
And you singing The Way We Were.
Wait, you do both parts?
Both of them.
No.
Memories like the corners of my mind.
Mr. Watercolor Man.
I got 3-for-1 with him, right?
So to be here in front of you now is absolutely amazing, and people are so excited, and I'm blown away, and thank you. Thank you. And you look fantastic. You look good, too.
You're the best. You're the best, Jamie.
Ravish.
And that's why I want the best, and
yes.
I got it. I got
well,
you,
I'm here
baby.
For you.
Well.
Just, I mean, you know, hey, I said I'm here for you.
Oh, I thought you said I'm affordable.
No. Well, I know I ain't got no money for that, but I'll take up a collection.
Beautiful. So, here's what we did on the record, okay? Starts with a little dialogue.
Yeah.
Everyone has a dream, don't you think, Jamie?
Yes, but the question is, how do you make it happen?
Well, first of all, if you can imagine it, then you can achieve it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it might take a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Might take a lot of hard work.
I agree. If you want something you've never had, you have to do something you've never done, right?
I like that.
Yeah. You have to have patience.
One day at a time.
Little by little.
Step by step.
And with a little love in your heart.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Take chances, too, don't you think?
And then climb every mountain. Search high and low, follow every byway, every path you know. Oh, yeah.
A thing of beauty. Climb every mountain, ford every stream, follow every rainbow till you find your dream.
A dream that will need,
that will need
all the love.
Of
your life
for as long as we
live, as you live.
So climb every
dream that we'll need,
that we'll need,
all the love we can give.
I agree. Every day of your life,
of your life,
for as long.
Silhouette, they circle each other, then present each other to the audience. They embrace. The light comes up on them.
Thank you, Jamie. Jamie
Foxx. Thank you, love you. Thank you so much. The greatest. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jamie.
He waves to the audience as he leaves the stage.
I've sung this next song since I was 19 years old, and I sang it for three presidents, John Fitzgerald Kennedy, Lyndon Baines Johnson, and William Jefferson Clinton. And it was written in 1929 at the height of the Great Depression. I've sung it through good times and bad times, so Democrats, Republicans, red states, blue states, may we all come together in these United States and be able to say and mean it. Happy days are here again. The skies above are clear. Let's sing a song of cheer again. Happy days are here again. Please sing along if you'd like. All together, shout it now. There is no one who can doubt it now. So
oh, nice.
From now on.
She turns and walks to the back of the stage, disappearing into the darkness. The orchestra remains in the light as the audience gives another standing ovation. A banner in the audience reads, "Thank you, Barbara. We heart you." Barbara returns to the stage and gives a deep curtsy.
Oh, thank you, thank you. You know, it is the month of December, so it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. And Hanukkah, by the way. So, the times have changed. Santa doesn't ride a sleigh anymore. You know, he takes an Uber. Kids don't write him letters. You know, they just text him. And anyway, since the holidays are upon us, I thought it might be fun to sing a classic Christmas song. And we've been talking a lot about record covers, and this one has a little story, too. When they needed a cover for this album, I chose one from my Central Park concert. Actually, it was taken the night before the concert during rehearsal. I liked how the light accidentally happened to hit the microphone, you know, at the perfect moment, giving a kind of celestial glow. And sometimes I like taking a familiar song and sort of turning it upside down, you know, with an unexpected kind of arrangement. So if you're familiar with this next song and have the impulse to sing along, please don't. No, I'm just kidding, but if you can keep up, I can barely keep up with it now, feel free to sing along. I dare you. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. We're dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. All the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. Oh, what fun it is to sing a sleighing song tonight. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. A day or two ago, I thought I'd take a ride. And soon, Miss Fanny Bright was seated by my side. The horse was lean and lank. Misfortune seemed his lot. He got into a drifting bank, and then we got upsot. Upsot? Well, it has to rhyme, you know. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Santa and his reindeer fly across the screen behind her. The audience leap to their feet.
Thank you so much!
Barbara stands at the front of the stage, taking in the applause.
I usually walk off here and come back for my encore and let you applaud more, but I'm not going to do that tonight. I don't know. Okay.
She looks over at her conductor slash pianist.
You know which one? The one with the film behind it. You got it? Oh, Randy, you didn't know I was going to do this? Oh, my God. Is everybody ready with the video? You know which one I mean?
He looks through sheet music.
This is because A Star Is Born seems to be kind of one of your favorite films of mine. I think you'll like this.
On the screen behind her, various scenes from A Star Is Born.
Okay.
With one more look at you, I could learn to tame the clouds and let the sun shine through. Leave a troubled past and I might start anew. I'll solve the mysteries if you're the prize. Refresh these tired eyes with one more look at you. I might overcome the anger that I've learned to know. Find a peace of mind I lost so long ago. Your gentle touch has made me strong again, and I belong.
The lights fade. On the screen, the audience at the end of A Star Is Born hold up lighters like stars in the night sky.
I wish you a wonderful holiday season full of love and light and peace and good health. Thank you all for coming. Thank you so much.
The audience are on their feet.
Thank you.
With a sweeping gesture, Barbara turns and makes her way to the back of the stage, disappearing into the darkness. In the audience, a woman is clearly moved, mouthing Barbara's name as the audience remains standing. Barbara returns to the stage, carrying her dog Sammy, wearing a red sweater. Barbara bows and waves. A banner held up in the audience reads, "Berlin loves you too." Barbara retreats into the darkness at the back of the stage. The conductor signals the orchestra, the lights dim. Barbara reappears at the back of the stage, leaning against the entranceway, appearing shocked. She makes her way to the front of the stage.
What?
She consults with her conductor.
Yeah. All right, you asked for it.
She moves to her place center stage and sits at her side table.
A great song from the new album by Rodgers and Hart, and I'll leave you with that. Oh my gosh. And so, this song. I started with The Way We Were. What do you mean? You want me to start again? No way, Jose. Cry me a river. Oh my God. No, I think you like this song. Once I was young, yesterday, perhaps. I danced with Jim and Paul and kissed some other chaps. Yes, once I was young, but never was naive. I thought I had a trick or two up my imaginary sleeve. But now I
Thank you again. What a wonderful audience.
Barbara takes her bows as credits appear. Executive producers, Barbara Streisand, Marty Ehrlichman, Ted Sarandos, Sarah Bremner. Directed by Jim Gable and Barbara Streisand. Produced by Ann Kim and Ned Doyle. Written by Barbara Streisand, Jay Landers, and Richard J. Alexander. Edited by Jeff Rito. Stage designer, Jeremy Railton. Lighting design, Peter Morse. Director of photography, David Rudd. Music supervisor, Jay Landers. Barbara is greeted backstage by James Brolin and others.
Hey, you went to life. Your voice was pure.
The 2 a.m. show starts soon. Let's go rest.
At the end of the hall, her dog Sammy waits.
Oh my God, come here. This is my baby. She knows when the act ends. She knows, and she waits for me. She comes out of her little hole. Come here, sweetheart. Come here, my love. My little baby girl. My little beautiful girl. Here you go, sweetheart. Yes. How precious. We could go home now.
She picks her up.
We can go home now. Thank you.
Just don't cry, waiting for us, Sam.
Later, a delivery man arrives with the order from Joe Stonecrafts. He approaches a dining table.
Hey, Joe. You got crabs.
Oh, my God. Hey. Look at that.
Where's
Whoa.
That from?
Is that fresh? Oh,
really?
I can't wait. I haven't eaten all day, so... This is my one meal I'm eating because I'm trying to diet. Mm. We get this delivered all the time. From Florida, they send it to L.A. Tommy, pull up a chair.
She did it on the forks.
Somehow we couldn't even wait to get the forks.
Marty, how's the shop doing?
I just eat with my hands.
It's a whole other medium if you can't understand it.
This is real key lime pie. Barbara, if you would do the honors.
Over here.
Okay, shake it good.
Okay.
Give it a good spray.
Barbara covers the pie with whipping cream.
Come on, fill it up. Now it's pie.
Whoa! This is not good for my diet.
The screen goes white. Words appear in a heart. For Sammy. Vintage footage of Barbara and Sammy on Oprah.
Oh my God, look at this face.
Oh, that is.
Look at this face.
Look at that.
Did you die?
A still portrait of Sammy, followed by a montage of photos and video footage of Sammy and Barbara through the years.
As close as the sea is to the seashore. The tide still rises twice a day. That's just the ocean's way of getting closer. Closer. As close as today is to tomorrow. Midnight, they can finally touch. 'Cause every minute brings them that much closer.
Distance may be
or small. Someday I pray that we may all be closer.
Clouds in the sky. Words appear. Samantha Streisand Brolin, 2003 to 2017. In our hearts forever. Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix.